Chapter 2. On a chilly planet in the galaxy's outer rim, two sisters huddled in a space designed for one. Refnu's wharves were thronged with Resistance crewers trundling carts of black spherical magno charges, directing plotting power droids to charge ports, and running diagnostics on the 8 Star Fortress bombers that would soon leave their berths. Crammed inside the ball turret of the bomber Cobalt Hammer, Paige and Rose Tico had an excellent view of the activity around them. But the transparent ball shut out all sound, turning the Resistance's preparations for war into a pantomime. At least for these last few precious minutes, the sisters could pretend they were alone.
"I hate to think of you flying without me," Rose said,
looking up at Paige.
"What if you forget how the guns work?"
Paige laughed and patted the gun sight mount.
"You just checked them,"
she pointed out, then yawned and stretched as much as the turret's cramped confines allowed.
"I pump these triggers and the bad guys go away."
The twin cannons attached to the ball turret were locked down and didn't so much as twitch. But a gold teardrop-shaped medallion wrapped around the gun sight mount did. Rose heard the tink the medallion made against the shaft and reached into the top of her jumpsuit to touch the similar medallion she wore on a cord around her neck. They represented the emblem of the Automox system, the sister's home. Paige looked over and twitched her shoulder to bump her little sister out of her reverie.
"Besides, you've got work to do," Paige said. "If your bafflers can keep our other ships safe from detection, it could be a big advantage against the First Order."
Rose looked down, embarrassed.
"All the bafflers do is hide engine emissions. Anybody could have done what I did, and probably better, too."
"Not this again. You know that isn't true."
"Fine. Maybe it isn't. But I want to go with you."
"You'll be with me,"
Paige said with a smile, reaching up and tapping her medallion. Rose looked up, her hand on her own medallion.
"It's not the same."
"Maybe not. But it won't be long. I'll see you aboard the Raddus once the Dakar evacuation is finished."
"Right,"
Rose said, clutching her medallion hard now. She could feel tears pooling in the corners of her eyes and threatening to spill down her cheeks.
"Rose," Paige said, one hand reaching for hers. "I'll be fine."
"I know, Pepe,"
Rose said quietly, using her pet name for her sister, the one left over from their childhoods.
"You're the best gunner in the whole Resistance, after all."
Paige just smiled, and Rose closed her eyes, trying to lose herself in the familiar warmth and weight of her sister's body against hers. Their breathing had fallen into the same rhythm, their shoulders gently rising and falling together. On their first mission aboard Cobalt Hammer, Rose had left her flight engineer station once the bomber had entered hyperspace, clambering down the ladder from the flight deck and squeezing herself into the ball turret beside Paige. They'd spent hours staring out at the tumbling blue-white infinity around them and talking about everything they'd do once the galaxy was at peace. The planets they'd visit, the animals they'd raise, the homestead they'd build on some world with a kind, warm sun, gentle breezes, and good grass. If the rest of Cobalt Hammer's crew thought that odd, they soon accepted that the Ticos had a bond that would have been extraordinary even between twins. Since Rose's birth, the sisters had rarely been apart for more than a couple of days, not growing up on Haze Minor in the Automox system, and not while serving in the Resistance after fleeing their homeworld and its First Order occupiers. That was about to change. Refnu had no berths large enough for the Ninka. The frigate waited in low orbit, a glimmering star in the deep violet of the gloomy planet's perpetual twilight. Rose was scheduled for the transport after the next. The bombers would launch not long after that, fueled and stocked and armed, and coordinate hyperspace jumps with the Ninka. Paige would spend the journey to Dakar in the ball turret, suspended in a little bubble, surrounded by unimaginable cosmic forces. Rose ached to make the journey with her, but it was too late. She had agreed to stay aboard the Ninka, showing the Tex how her baffler technology worked in the hope it could be adapted for other craft.
"What made you decide to say yes?"
Paige asked, sensing her sister brooding.
"I wanted a new flight suit,"
Rose said. That got a little laugh from her sister, as Rose had hoped. But then, that was Paige. She'd be calm even with one engine offline, an unresponsive rudder, and space around her filled with turbolaser fire, coolly sizing up the situation and figuring out what needed to be done. Whatever genetic lottery had bestowed Paige with such poise had passed Rose over, leaving her empty-handed. Battle terrified her, and the hours waiting for it made her stomach clench and heave.
"That's why you're a resistance hero, and I'm a maintenance tech,"
Rose thought about telling Paige, but it wouldn't help. There wasn't time. So she talked instead of bravery and responsibility. At least until she heard herself and admitted the real reason she'd agreed to take on her new assignment.
"I thought you wanted me to,"
Rose said.
"I thought you were ready to let me take responsibility for myself."
"I want you to be yourself,"
Paige replied.
"But of course that means being my sister, too."
She reached up, the motion precise and efficient as always, and freed her Automach medallion from the cannon's gun sight mount, slipping it over her head.
"Nothing can change that," Paige said. "We're connected to each other, and to home. We don't have to be in the same place for that to be true."
The sisters hugged. It was time to go, and they both knew it.
"See you after the evacuation,"
Rose said, begging whatever power governed the universe to turn that bland prediction into an ironclad guarantee.
"See you then, Rose,"
Paige replied. It was what she always said before a mission. A deliberately casual farewell that Rose had come to believe was their good luck charm. Then Rose was levering herself out of the ball turret, careful not to step on her sister or knock the gun sight mount out of alignment. She emerged at the bottom of the bomber's ventral stalk, what crews called the clip. The bomb bay doors at her feet were open, while a ladder led to the flight deck above her, climbing past racks of magno charges. There were more than 1,000 in all, enough to crack the crust of a planet, or batter down the shields and blast open the hull armor of a capital ship. Many of the magno charges had been decorated with cartoons or hastily scrawled words. Gallant invocations of the Resistance cause were racked next to obscene suggestions for the First Order's leaders. Rose counted 6 rows up from the bottom, then 5 magno charges in from the edge until she found the black sphere she and Paige had marked with a stylus. The message they'd chosen was simple: justice for Automach. Rose heard the whine of a shuttle lifting off. That meant hers would be inbound. She lowered herself through the bomb bay doors, dropping to the deck, and glanced up at her sister in the ball turret. Paige was going over her pre-flight checklist, her datapad screen bathing her face in pale white light. As she studied it, she reached up and tucked a stray lock of black hair under her padded cowl. That gesture, familiar and unconscious, pierced Rose in a way their conversation hadn't. She looked wildly around the wharves, hunting for the silver-skinned bulk of Fossil, the squadron's hulking commanding officer. She'd tell Fossil that this had all been a big mistake, and she'd fly aboard Cobalt Hammer as a backup flight engineer, or do anything else that needed doing. But she wasn't leaving Paige. And if Fossil said no, then Rose would wait until she wasn't looking,
climb back into the clip and conceal herself in a maintenance locker until they were in hyperspace, and it was too late to get rid of her.
But then Paige turned, saw her sister, and smiled and waved. Like nothing was wrong. Like there was no danger whatsoever. As the shuttle that would bear her away descended, Rose forced herself to wave back.
See you then, Paige.